Nolte, Feminist Flop: Madam Web Kills Major Franchise Plans. By John Nolte on February 19, 2024. The feminist flop Madam Web was supposed to launch a whole new superhero franchise. To the surprise of no one, audience rejection of yet another woketard offering stuck a fork in that. One reviewer described Madam Web as a low point in wannabe feminist superhero films. And now another $100 million superhero flick has tanked, taking with it all the golden eggs this goose was supposed to hatch. According to the far-left Hollywood Reporter, Sony/Marvel had their hopes pinned on a franchise involving Madam Web and her trio of gal pals. Blockbusters that could have become a team of Spider-Women under the guiding eye of star Dakota Johnson's Cassie Webb. But when a $100 million movie, add another $50 million or so for promotion, opens over a six-day holiday weekend to just $26 million domestic and another $26 million overseas, it's over even before it began. The Hollywood Reporter allows a tiny kernel of truth to sneak into the article. "I don't know if women are enough to carry the box office here," one source told The Hollywood Reporter, which adds, "Indeed, males make up 65% to 70% of the superhero audience in North America. In the case of Madam Web, the percentage of female viewers was still only 46%. And that's your problem right there. Only a woketard would attempt to feminize a genre aimed predominantly at guys. No normal guy wants to watch a female superhero movie, especially a sexless one. We might show up if you put four hot girls in hot superheroine outfits. But no normal guy wants to spend $20 and 2 hours watching four sexless chicks run around acting like four guys. And here's another thing. And if this insane woke crusade is all about inclusion, why aren't female-driven genres getting altered to make them more appealing to men? How about a bar fight in the next Nicholas Sparks adaptation? How about a car chase in the remake of Fried Green Tomatoes? Hey, I know. Let's remake Dark Victory but add a foot chase and gunfight. Man, these people are stupid. The current mood on the Sony lot is gloomy," writes The Hollywood Reporter. "Aw. Poor whittle Sony. Losing hundreds of millions trying to rewire human nature into something it's not. How many billions of dollars has Hollywood squandered overall in the futile hope the American populace can be reprogrammed into people who enjoy left-wing propaganda filled with gay sex, smug characters, macho women, limp-wristed men, and regular scoldings about how awful white guys and the paradise of Western civilization are? Did I mention how stupid these people are? Here we are in what is supposed to be the enlightened 21st century, and these idiots still don't know how different men and women are. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime." Reader email. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.